It's Friday, March 27, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two areas to know today. First, data on the impact of businesses across industries and size, and broadband, as we look at stories affecting speed, connectivity, and impact of 5G. This is the Business of Tech. Starting today with some new data on business disruption due to the virus. Cascade Insights has released a study on the impact of the virus to various kinds of businesses. More than half of those responding are reporting total or moderate disruption of business, and nearly 80% have some level of disruption. Size of business is not a factor, which is notable as it's different from a quote-unquote normal recession. Manufacturing is the sector most disrupted, and tech the least. The main factor in disruption is the ability to work from home. The sector of the business matters most. Within an organization, internal IT is the most disrupted group. Marketing and operations are reporting less severe disruption. So why do we care? My recommendation is to plan for the worst and hope for the best is your mentality. Tech is incredibly lucky to be able to deliver vital, much-needed solutions to some of our current business problems, and to be able to do so in the relative safety of a work-from-home environment. Other industries are not so lucky, and the economic hit is significant. In the past 2 days, there's been data from TechAisle and Forrester, which both lower expectations. Most major firms are pulling back their financial guidance, and this set of data shows how deep some of the impact is. My advice: first, put your business into survival mode. Ensure your expenses are managed, assume a drop in revenues, and ensure you're managing cash with an anticipation of extended disruption. Second, understand that both solution selling and listening are the right ways to engage. Technology services are vital, but listen first and understand the pain of your customers before you speak. Pushing to sell, sell, sell blindly without ensuring your tone is right is detrimental. Finally, now is absolutely an opportunity to really deliver for your customers and your community. True leadership is in execution and delivery. Moving on to bandwidth, reports are now more detailed about the state of connectivity and its impact on individuals and businesses during the outbreak. First sets of data are starting to emerge about the state of internet speeds, as last week, speeds declined 4.9% from the previous week, per Ookla, the broadband testing service. Median speeds are down 38% in San Jose and 24% in New York, per Broadband Now. Telefonica, a Spanish telco, is reporting that in just 2 days, they achieved all of their traffic growth for the year. And in the U.S., AT&T is reporting a 27% increase in traffic over last month, and Verizon a 22% increase in traffic on its wireless and fiber services, with Wi-Fi calls doubling from their normal volume. At the same time, the discrepancy in access to online services is also becoming more relevant. As reported in the markup, Microsoft research indicates that roughly 163 million Americans do not have access to fast, reliable broadband access. In some rural communities, only 2 out of every 3 people have access to broadband, per a study from the Pew Research Center. Economic status is also a significant factor, as poor families are 5 times less likely to have access to high-speed internet, and low-income students, first-generation college students, and students of color are more likely to have access to only a single device. Finally, 5G isn't necessarily the answer. The Third Generation Partnership Project, which is the global organization that develops telecommunication standards, has delayed the upcoming release of new 5G standards by 3 months due to the pandemic. Delays in the 5G ecosystem are expected beyond that. I've included links to 3 articles for more in-depth reading. So why do we care? Is the internet a utility? Will it need to be regulated? This lockdown shows how vital connectivity is, our dependency on it, and those disconnections in availability. I'm struck by 2 principles in the contract for the web. Principle 1, for governments, is a focus on ensure everyone can connect to the internet, and principle 4, for companies, is to make the internet affordable and accessible to everyone. This is both a weakness in our societal structure and an opportunity to solve this problem. Technology is proving to be incredibly empowering right now, but it's not available for all. The short-term investment now in converting businesses to work from home reveals the long-term opportunity in solving this connectivity problem. This is one of those times where doing the right thing and doing the thing that opens up profit align. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. With more data and more insights coming out, I'm going to try and go deeper to some of these stories, like the original format, and provide specific guidance for technology services companies. I want to hear from you. You can reach me at dave@mspradio.com. And if you like the show, support us on Patreon at patreon.com/mspradio. Our model is give what you want. And for those signing up right now, I'll answer a question for you privately in a video response. Everyone have a great weekend. Disconnect a little bit, be safe, and talk to you on Monday.